to solve a problem, get to the root of it. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Randall McGuire, SUNY Distinguished Professor at Binghamton University's Harper College of Arts and Sciences, says an easy solution may not be the best one.
Fleeing violence, poverty, war, and climatic change, millions of people have fled their homes in the global south, seeking refuge in the global north. This modern forced migration entails a material, sensual experience in time. The craft of archaeology is traditionally engaged with the material, the sensual, and the temporal. Archaeologists who study the materiality of modern undocumented migration embrace research that applies the craft of archaeology to the contemporary world. We study the material traces of migration to reveal and comprehend the lived experience of displaced persons. We approach this work in critical solidarity with displaced peoples. Migrants leave stuff, things like milk bottles, clothing, shoes, personal items, on the trail. In many places, this stuff occurs in great piles. We organize, classify, and plot the objects that are left behind, searching for patterns of where things are abandoned and what is abandoned. If somebody just sees this stuff as piles of garbage, that dehumanizes the people that create them. When we analyze this stuff and show what people are doing, what their behavior is, and how and why they're making decisions, that humanizes them. I've researched the U.S.-Mexican border wall between Nogales, Arizona and Nogales, Sonora, and its impact on local residents and people who cross the border. The wall forces undocumented crossers out into the desert, where thousands of people have died in the last 3 decades. My research reveals the failures of physical barriers to solve contemporary social problems. The solution to problems such as undocumented migration, drugs, and violence do not lie on the border. We must address questions such as why people flee their countries and why the U.S. has such a high demand for drugs. Walls seem like an easy solution, but they do not solve the problems.
That was Randall McGuire of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.